traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you'd see her out, you'd be like,
"Yeah,
you'd stay back, Miss Weather. Stay back." Now she got a Twitter account,
oh, no.
And she's voting for Kanye.
Oh no!
So these people have always existed. These strange hermit people who think that all the cabinet kids and the fucking scientists are against us. They want to kill us, man. They want to harvest our organs. They've always been there. But now they got Alex Jones propping them up.
Oh, no.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that works. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thanks for being you, and thank you for being us.
I'm all of everyone. Uh-oh. Here.
Oh, fuck. We lost Mike. We lost Michael.
Oh, my God. Right in the tooth.
Oh, you fucker.
This is so sweet to connect to something. I'm sorry.
Dude, we're a mess right now.
Oh, you know why? You know who didn't put their
Brad,
toys
help.
Back?
Help. Make your debut on Impulsive, please.
Brad,
right
please.
Now. Please,
our audio engineer Brad's gonna come in and fix the wire. Just full transparency, guys. Normally during quarantine we're moving at about 80%. Today we're moving at 120%,
but also 0% because we're moving so fast.
Oh, yeah. So that happens.
Yes.
Sometimes when you do too much, you end up accomplishing nothing. You
haste
said this
makes waste.
Yeah,
it's an ongoing little thing. Yeah.
That really hurt, dude.
I'm sorry. I love you. I'm so sorry, dude. The thing just wasn't plugged in.
So it's Monday and quarantine, I feel like I've said this 1,000 times, is finally getting to us. Like now I'm being affected mentally and physically, and I'm getting a little stir crazy. I made a joke in the vlog, like, woe is me, we're stuck in this fucking multi-million-dollar mansion. But like, I have this itch to travel and expand. Like as a conqueror, I need to release my energy, and so we're gonna take a trip somewhere. I think we're leaving tonight. I'm not gonna say where it is because if I do, we're gonna get fucked. Just
in
like we
ass.
Did when we went to Yosemite. We went to Yosemite National Park, got kicked out because the fans are following us everywhere, and then I left the cooler out, and then the bears.
Speaking of the Bears, great sports team, and it really has been a shame that that sports have been canceled because it was one of my favorite things to watch.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But there's good news.
What's
Say
up?
It with me now. Sports are back, baby.
Oh,
I've been waiting for this day since March. And now that it's here, I've only got one thing on my mind. My bookie. My bookie is a home run, slam dunk, triple overtime, game winning shot, all wrapped up into one. I love it. You love it. And that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. My bookie is up to a minute. My bookie is up to the minute odds on your all-time favorite teams. And with the start of Major League Baseball just around the corner, there's never been a better time to start playing. With my bookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. But why stop with baseball? Smart bettors are always looking towards the future, and in this case, that means basketball, hockey, and football. MyBookie is already accepting bets on your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. And there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today, and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you got to do is enter the promo code LOGAN when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay.
Nice layup, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
sports,
that.
That was a Chicago Bull Run slam dunk.
Thank you to Logan and to my bookie. Listen, Spotify just spending money left and right now.
No.
They picked up a new podcast,
no,
guys, and
not,
guess who it
that?
Was?
It has to be ours, yeah?
It was not Impulsive. It was not Logan Paul. This time they thought this little woman was such a good renegader, they picked up an Addison Rae podcast. Ooh. Addison Rae, TikToker extraordinaire, and her mom,
Addison.
Sherry Nicole, have a podcast now purchased by Spotify Mama Knows Best.
Mama, oh, it's with her and her mother.
Mama Knows Best.
Oh, that's cool.
Sherry
Nicole.
I like
that.
Did they say how much it was acquired for?
I'm sure it was much more than ours was acquired for, just because ours wasn't acquired.
Yeah.
So it's safe to assume that they got paid more. But
realistically,
is it $1 per TikTok follower?
All right. So do you want to know?
Yeah. You know,
first of all, I don't even know if it was an acquisition. It could have just been. I can get this information, but
Spotify is trying to become like a what is it called? Not like a major label of sorts, right? They're for allowing podcasts, people for everything. They're allowing people to upload their own music. You're allowed to like use them as the distributor now.
Yeah, they're really
pretty interesting.
Yeah, they're really innovating in a lot of ways. So, I bet soon they're going to be competing with YouTube. I wouldn't be surprised. As soon as they integrate video, that's a wrap.
Oh, it's over.
Parcast, which I guess is Brad, is Parcast like the company that does these things? They've got a bunch of shows under this label, Serial Killers Horoscope Today. I don't have an answer for you. My assumption is Spotify treats this one more as a risk than a guaranteed reward like Rogan's was.
Yeah.
And they probably have either offered or just ad revenue on the back end when that comes in or whatever. But
I'll tell you two reasons why this is interesting and will be fun to follow. A, just like any format, just like anything in the world, it's rare that you just hop in and you're good at it. Oh, like if you go back and watch the first episode of Impulsive, we were pretty dry. We kind of sucked.
I wasn't dry. I was wet. Yeah. I was soaked in sweat and having a fucking panic attack the entire time.
It was horrifying. But, you know, 201, holy shit, 201, episode 201 right now, podcast later, we're actually like somewhat comfortable and good at it. Having her just thrown into the podcast world, I don't know Addison personally or even publicly. I don't know how well she is of an orator, a speaker, a storyteller, but it'll be interesting to watch how she translates from renegading to speaking a long term.
Renegade.
I actually just forgot the second one.
That's all right. She's super bubbly.
She's a bubbly girl.
Super bubbly. We've hung out with her enough times to know that she's got that charisma. She's got the charisma gene. Her mom's seems pretty cool too. She does all the dances in the background.
I think it'll probably set it like a good example for mothers and daughters to have open communication, right?
Oh, that's cool.
It's a mother-daughter podcast. How many times do mothers and daughters talk or not talk?
It will. I think the success will be dependent on how open they're willing to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm interested in what you just said. I'm really interested into open conversations between a mother and a daughter.
Yeah. Why don't you get your dad? Dude, daddy knows best.
Daddy knows best. Yeah, but it, like you said, it's all going to come down to the metrics for success on podcasts. Like, listen, like it's not as easy as we make it seem. Because we've done so many episodes.
What do you mean, easy as we make it say, we started this podcast by hitting me in the eye with your cord.
Facts.
Bro.
Facts. Let me revert on that. No, but it's not easy. It's all about the ability to cover multiple topics, be knowledgeable on multiple topics, as well as have chemistry with your not only your guests, but also your co-hosts. And obviously she's going to have a level of inherent built-in chemistry with her own mother, who she already creates content with. So that's a good look.
And but producers from Spotify, are they under Spotify? Are they going to provide producers and production?
Probably.
I mean, then how could it not take off?
Because I'll also tell you the second thing that I just remembered. All right, here's the big one. The demo.
Oh, that's not a podcast demo by any.
Not even fucking close.
They got 10 seconds of attention. 10 seconds. And if you don't hit the whoa in that 10 seconds, they're fucking gone.
They're wrapped.
That's a good point.
What do you think Addison's demo is? Ages 7 to 16?
Yeah, 12 to 15, probably. I would say.
How many 7 to 16 year olds are willing to sit down and Brad's giving me the neck? No, not many.
When I was back home, a lot of my family friends are like between those ages, right? They're probably 12 to 18, 19, maybe even 20.
Yeah.
And my brother who's 16 has been listening to podcasts for 2 years. So if I can extrapolate on that, they seem to all have interest in online personalities. Why would they not take to the podcast format, which is a format that everyone seems to love these days when you're walking or working out or doing whatever it is?
The ages you mentioned were older, right? 18, 19.
But I mean, 12 to 20 was kind of that age range.
That's a big gap.
Well, sure. Also, Addison could literally create a behavioral shift in Generation Z.
Facts.
I'd like to believe that we did this maybe a little bit with our podcast, not just us, but like Dobrik did a podcast and it was not so
tiny
common.
Me gang.
Yeah, it's not so common for YouTubers and kids between the ages of 18 and 24, well, it wasn't, to be listening to long form audio.
Yeah.
So if Addison does a podcast and it slaps and she has really good, stimulating, interesting conversation with her mother, and you know, 10-year-olds start learning about things a little earlier than they would have if they hadn't listened to someone who they looked up to.
Hey, I mean, I wish her the best of luck.
Yeah, oh, same. Of course. Look at that smile. Look at that golden smile.
She's great.
She's destined for success, that woman.
Doesn't respond to us anymore.
I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were looking for a guest for podcast 200.
Frantically.
And you gave me the green light for the Addison DM.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to be a TikTok 200.
Yeah.
So I shot her the message, dude. I DM'd Addison and I was like, hey, you know, to episode 200, we'd love to have you on, you know, and if not now, in the future. And then James was over here jocking our Wi-Fi and I was looking at him. I was like, he'd probably be a pretty good 200 guest. And I bet I could secure that guaranteed right now. And so I asked him and he said, yes. And I was like, well, fuck. Now if Addison says yes, we got a big problem. So I unsent the DM.
It. Okay, so that makes sense. But just so everybody watching knows, like I had ongoing communication with her prior to, you know, her massive boom. And I wanted her on the night shift. And we were texting and DMing just all for content. And now I can't get a text back. Addison, like, I get it. Dude. You're on Jupiter now. And I'm just a loser pot. I don't fucking know, dude, but
a loser pot.
But yeah, good luck, Addison. Good luck to you and your mom on this righteous voyage into the seas of the podcast world.
Yep, we'll be listening. We'll be listening. All right, what else we got? Kanye, who, man? I don't know how good that is.
Gone. Went from presidential candidate to psych ward guarantee.
What happened?
I mean, he is off the fucking deep end.
His first campaign speech was interesting. He made some bold claims.
Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves. Mm-hmm. She just sent the slaves to work for other white people. I mean,
I have a question.
People in the crowd were just in shock and awe. He then broke out into a full-on mental breakdown about how he almost killed his daughter. I almost killed my daughter. Just complete and utter breakdown of all mental thought and his family is completely concerned and rightfully so, and I think that the rap community and everybody out there is extremely concerned for his mental health.
Did you watch the speech?
I did.
The whole thing?
I did. I watched it. Yeah.
What was the format of it?
Him speaking on stage, just standing talking.
I don't think
to
it was
crowd.
A stage.
What? Oh, it's just, what was it?
I think it was a level ground with people standing.
No, he was elevated. Oh, it was level, and he was just whatever.
The reason I pointed out is
I think sea level made him go crazy.
I think it changes the dynamic of a speech. I seriously.
Yeah. So I watched the whole thing, right. All hour 2 minutes of it, because I'm interested. Right now, I kind of took a side on the other podcast.
And obviously, now your side's changed because you had the mental breakdown.
No, actually, watching him talk and have a very civil discourse, apart from the snippets that the media capture, as always, what happens in those things, you know, is the highlighted moments of him talking about Harriet Tubman and talking about abortion and birth control in America as a young girl came up and kind of talked about her life and going through an abortion herself.
Yep, saw that.
So he was able to kind of have a civil discourse on a lot of different topics while bringing young people to the stage and having them talk about the things that they're concerned with and they're seeing. Which was an interesting format for someone who's looking to get his ideas out as far as to make America a place of openness and communication, understanding, fixing the problems from a place where that open dialogue can be had without anyone just shouting down things. He made sure everyone was quiet so you could listen.
All right, so he's going to the psych ward. So Kim and Kanye West relationship has reportedly broken down after rally comments.
Where are you reading these?
I'm reading it online. Let me just say this really quickly. Regardless of, and maybe it's a lie, maybe it's fake news. Regardless of what you took out of it, unfortunately, the office of president of the United States is not a role that you can have those kind of slip ups. You can't do it. You could do it on episode one of the Impulsive podcast.
Sure, no, I think if it was a slip up, it would have been a total slip up. But the way he said it and then went on to further explain what he was talking about later in the talk as another person came forward to ask about that question.
I appreciate what you're saying. He is unstable. He is unstable. He needs to seek mental assistance. This is not okay. I mean, how much do people like the idea of someone holding office based on their success in sneakers and rap? And we love the guy. He's great. As he's breaking down on stage, which hurt me to watch as someone who suffers themselves, hurt me to watch that happen and to have people be like either talking good about it or talking bad about it. Like clearly something needs to be done here. Clearly, he needs to be helped in some way.
Does
his behavior seem in line with normal behavior of anyone?
If you watch the talk and you see this man talking on stage, you can tell that he is speaking his mind clearly and accurately how he wants it
to
be.
Can you pull
said.
Up the clip, one of the clips? And I'm sorry, because you got to bring
clip,
this up.
I get the clip. I totally understand. Like the These are the hot button things, right? But that's the Harry Tubman comment was a part of the discussion where he was trying to show that ownership in America of the companies like Spotify, like Capitol Records, all the Atlantic, whatever, all these companies are owned by people that you never get to see. You only see the artists, and they're not the people who are getting to make the decisions. It's the way, 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 way higher ups. And the Harriet Tubman comment was kind of an aspect of that discussion.
Why would he say it like that then? Don't you think there's a better way to say
what person
that?
Is more controversial than Kanye West that would absolutely get media clicks?
I don't want that as a president.
When you're up for president, what do you have to do? You have to get attention. You have to get people to be able to understand that you are campaigning. And there are things that all presidential candidates of all time, including Joe Biden, who I would assume would be your person in order to get Trump out of office, is he's said things that I'm 100% positive you don't agree with.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Every candidate
I like to think that it's within guardrails of sanity. So let me ask you a question. You're making great statements. He obviously has some thoughts about black-owned business in the country. That's fantastic. And as a business person, looking at him as a business person, I can't talk down on him at all. Yeah. He's incredible. He's done a great job. When you go into a room with him and you say, yo, we have evidence that Iran is planning a nuclear attack on another country in that region.
Yes.
What do we do, Kanye? Yeezy, what the fuck are we going to do about Iran?
Let me call my five-star generals in the army.
No. Because the president has to make certain decisions sometimes. The five-star general says, this is our belief, Kanye, but what is your decision? And he does that. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's Matt. A major fucking problem.
I don't see
why
how
would he do
this,
that?
This is a campaign run. This is completely different than sitting in a place where you have to make a decision.
But it is indicative of his emotional health.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Is there something wrong with a man crying on stage about something that was very emotional for him while he was explaining?
A man running for president? I'd say yeah.
Why? A president can't be compassionate about the process of going.
A president can be compassionate, but I don't think you have to be compassionate by completely breaking down emotionally.
What? The man was talking about killing his daughter after a question about abortion.
Even the verbiage though. Yeah. I'm telling you, he has like a verbiage problem. I don't know whether it's, he's trying to make a statement, but I almost killed my daughter.
He did not say that.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Taken out of context, even that makes no sense. Like,
he almost killed his daughter. That is what he's saying because he almost went through the process of abortion.
Yes, the verbiage of that. No. Okay.
How else would you say it?
I would say if I
my daughter was after almost taken been on from stage, me in an abortion.
Absolutely.
Like, okay,
after
in a
you've
world,
been on stage
in a world
for a long
I
time.
Say I almost killed my daughter. If I was running for president and this was my first campaign speech.
It's not a campaign speech, it's an open discussion. He was had a discourse, a conversation with the people who were in the audience of that day.
We did this on the last episode before we brought James Charles on. We did this the entire episode. Yeah, let's not fall too deeply into it again. But also, I don't want to cut you short, Mac, because you do. There's a lot going on here. I personally, people are supposed to have open minds. I personally will admit that I am completely closed off to this idea.
Absolutely. And that's everything I've seen here.
And it's 100% just as much as I'm closed off to lowering the age of president to 4. I don't want baby Chasey running for president.
That's fine.
I'm as closed off to this as baby Chasey running for president. This dude has no fucking idea what's going on.
Yes.
He is clearly not sane. Clearly, anybody could see that. If you ask any psychiatrist, medical expert to come in and judge that, they would say the same thing. More so, as we know, in this world of clickbait and quick clips and all and headlines, it is not what you say, it's how you say it. He cannot say things right. Does that disqualify him? Absolutely not. We saw it with Trump. Trump said he could shoot anyone on the streets. He made fun of like we saw it and he got elected in. And maybe that's where we're at in the world. I'm not saying there's an issue with it. Maybe that's where we're at. It brings up a bigger question that I talked to Logan about before the show. To politic on the show or in real life or not to politic. And the reason I ask this question is, why is it possible to have healthy, productive discourse and conversation about anything from sports teams to coronavirus to any other thing that exists in this world, and then have a conversation like politics, which drives such a fucking divisive conversation tone to a point where it has literally broken up lifelong friendships. It was never, ever, ever this way. There was not a time in my life I remember ever being to a point where if you didn't agree on who was going to be the president or what was going to happen for the next 4 years, you could not continue being friends with the person you are talking to.
My understanding of that would be kind of like what you said about your own closed-mindedness. It's just you won't allow yourself to see the other side of the argument, that someone who, yes, said two or three totally bizarre things in their first ever campaign speech in a group of people where they're trying to express ideas that are very complicated, might, if you are closed-minded to them, you'll only ever pick out the bad points and never listen to the good points.
Well, let's remove and Kanye then, from it.
And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not about Kanye. It's never been about Kanye. It's about someone who is running that is different from the norm, that is trying to do their very best to put themselves in the running for the future to become the president of the United States through a non-conventional route, which is the political trials of going through Washington, D.C., learning policy, legislation, all of those things, and attempting through their own way to better develop the country.
I get where you're going with this. I'm sorry. Why is all the exact journey you just described, which I understand is the journey to presidency through unconventional means, we'll leave it at that. Why is that so divisive? Why can people, and regardless, what if we're just talking about Trump versus another politician? Trump now is a politician. He's no longer a businessman. He, by way of presidency for the past 4 years, is now a politician. Hard and true. Politician versus politician. Uh-huh. Why can I not talk to a hardcore Trump supporter without it turning into, and I'm not even on the opposite end.
Closed-mindedness and inability to think for themselves would be my argument.
On both sides.
On all sides for a lot of people who are uninterested in really, truly, deeply reading about the facts and going further into the information, making their own decisions rather than living a normal life, waking up, 9-to-5 job, food, water.
The answer to your question taps into the core of humanity. I don't think you're talking about politics anymore. I think you're talking about human behavior.
But why for this specific discourse versus do you know what I'm saying?
It may be because we are in the age of information now, where
misinformation
either way, but people feel empowered by thinking they know something that may or may not be true. God knows what. But back in the day, you know, maybe people were a little more open-minded to XYZ because they weren't being thrown 1,000 pieces of misinformation or information every single day. Like, everyone thinks they know everything now. And it's especially if you're surrounded by the same type of people who think the same thing, like, there's power in numbers. You develop your circle, your clique, your party, i.e. the Republican Party. And I saw, who's the guy who trolls people? Oh my God.
Crowder?
He goes to Republican, Trump rallies.
Oh, well, what's his name? Just did it.
There's another guy, and regardless, he was talking to these Trump supporters, and he's like, "Is there anything Trump could ever do to change your mind so he wouldn't vote for him?" She's like, "Nope, never, ever." There's not a single thing he could. I will always vote for Donald
And that's Trump. What he said. He said that very early on. He said, I could walk out on Fifth Ave and shoot someone and my supporters would still support me.
Yeah.
So and, where, and so where does, it, so, so why?
Blind loyalty why? Is just a fucking disgusting thing. What I have seen is there have been some very responsible organizations as of lately who have put hardcore people from both sides in a room and just sat them there and had them have a face-to-face conversation about things without the input of the mainstream media. Like there are a lot of things that Trump and his side say, and I hate to even say it like that because that just further divides, but there are a lot of things that the right says that is very true. One of them is the mainstream media is creating even more divisiveness.
Yeah,
we've ended
sure.
up with
of
news
course.
Stations that are completely aligned with one side. And by the way, that's for both sides. If you're on the right, understand Fox News is only talking to you. They are only talking to you. They're only telling the stories you want to hear, and vice versa on CNN. Don't blame one or the other. We have a very divisive news cycle and media outlets right now. And so you have to, I wish that someone stepped up, was heavily backed and heavily promoted as a middle ground unit. And that technically is AP, the Associated Press reports news. Mm-hmm. They still, even some of those middle ground ones still skew slightly liberal or conservative, but it's close to the middle.
Right.
You see news headlines, three people shot in Indiana. CNN would say, three people shot due to Trump's new guidelines on gun control and guns.
Right.
Fox News would say three people shot because the good guys couldn't own a gun because we need that fucking actual news and then to sit down and have conversation that doesn't involve emotion. I mean, it's just we're in an ugly place.
Yeah, it's tough. You're asking a lot. Yeah, we really are in an ugly place. I think that's the biggest takeaway, man. I try to be positive, but God damn, this shit sucks. This shit sucks on all accords.
And like, the reason I, yeah.
And the pandemic added on top of all of it, like what the fuck are we doing?
Completely politicized.
Rewiring ourselves.
Pandemic. Like couldn't just take scientific, like how
even
crazy.
Even the masks have become political.
Bro, how crazy is it that we got to a point in this country where headlines will come out and say, experts in quotes on this topic say, but the administration and government says otherwise. I don't understand where the disconnect is here. I've been talking about this a lot lately. If I go out there tomorrow and post on my IG story that I'm doing a free dental session on Ventura and I'm pulling teeth in a dentist's office, I hope to God everyone says, fuck you, Mike. I'm going to the dentist to get my tooth pulled. Not because I like you on Impulsive and I'm going to go to you instead. Please go to the fucking experts. If the science community, people have spent their entire life studying pandemics and influenza response and how to handle these types of things is telling you something, listen to
no,
them.
No, because people are afraid of being sheeple. So okay, now it's
conspiracy. So it's the rise of conspiracy.
Not even there yet. People are afraid of following the norm to a point where they feel like they're being herded. Okay, so again, going back in the human behavior thing, I think one word to describe maybe again why people aren't so apt to change their mind is because they're not willing to take accountability. All right, so hear me out. We get in a little debate about who we're voting for. We disagree. You prove me wrong. In many ways, a lot of people aren't willing to say, you know what, I think I could be wrong. I think I've been believing the past year or 2 years, like, or even my whole life, I think maybe that's actually not the right way to think. That, dude.
Prideful humans.
The ability to take accountability is so uncommon. That's an awesome character trait that not a lot of people in America can happily stand up, raise their hand, and say, I'm willing to change.
And lay down
ego. It's next to impossible. It's hard.
It's hard to lay down the ego and allow yourself to be completely unbiased to the information that's being given to you and make a decision on that and allow yourself to change course.
Especially if you're in a circle or your parents taught you a certain way and you know certain things and it's like, almost set in stone in you, regardless of whether it's right or wrong.
Well, but the thing is, the problem always was, or the solution always was, when you have a discourse with someone and you are proven wrong, you are actually proven wrong. If me and you get into a conversation and it's 2 + 2 and you're like, it's 4. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's 5.
Yeah.
When someone comes in and says it's actually 4, I say, my mistake. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I did some bad math. I would like to believe Mike Malak would say that because
you've gone through a lot and you've been able to change your life.
But I also believe that a lot of people, when shown the hard facts, would do the same. The problem we have in this country right now is that there is no hard facts.
Yeah.
Every single fact that one person argues, someone else has an article that says otherwise from the other side.
By quote unquote experts on both sides.
Right. And so my final note on it is, unfortunately, I continue to allow myself to be herded by the scientific community because the scientific community is the one that got our average age and life expectancy to where it is. Our scientific community is the one that has gotten us out of every pandemic in the past. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to tell me today that all of a sudden that scientific community is working for fucking Tom Hanks or working for the government or just working for the government is there corruption in big pharma? Yes. I'm not saying there's not. But I am so sorry when I say that I have to continue to listen to independent scientific research before the ideation of any administration, whether it's Biden, Trump, or Yeezy. I'm sorry.
I think what you're doing is, to put it all in context, is you're able to see both sides and make your own decision, as opposed to sticking purely to one side and not at all allowing yourself to even listen to the other side.
Make your own unbiased, objective opinion.
That takes work.
I know.
That takes work. That is the other massive issue. And I said my final note, and this will be my final note. America's lazy. America is fucking lazy, fat, and in a lot of ways, stupid.
Yeah.
And what they would prefer to do, as opposed to doing fact-based research to argue their point, is find a fucking headline. Find a fucking headline. Mm-hmm. Yo, I did it today even to an extent. I mean, I did watch the rest of the thing. I put in some work into this and my unbiased decision on it is I think Kanye needs help. But in a lot of ways, the first thing I did was read that headline and say, fuck, what did he do now? So, I mean, there's just my out here has always been when I start to feel emotional, angry, or like the world is going to be overturned by this problem, turn it off. Mm-hmm. The world is a beautiful place. Sunshine in a lot of places. There's a lot of pretty flowers out there. A lot of pretty people. A lot of good people. A lot of good stuff happening.
As soon as you get away from the Matrix.
Do we have audio? Is the audio jack working on this here device?
Mandarin Chief.
Barack Obama is a Muslim. He's a terrorist. Nobody will ever tell me different.
We don't even know if he's a citizen.
if you don't look at the birth certificate, there's almost no evidence there.
This guy.
Exactly.
So there's nothing Barack Obama could do to prove that he was born here.
If there was maybe witnesses that were attendants at his birth.
Like his mother? Do you listen to his mother?
No.
I don't have any.
You don't have any proof?
My opinion.
Your opinion.
Do I have proof? No. Do I have articles? No.
But your mind is made up without any information.
My mind is made up.
Good enough for me.
just maniacal. Absolute disaster. And on both sides. I'm moving into a new, unbiased mic here. We got it on both sides.
Wow.
It's problematic. So once again, brings us back to politic or not to politic. Do we just skip this fucking conversation, guys?
Look, Brad's saying yes. I'll tell you why. Because who gives a fuck about us talking about this shit?
All right, fine.
Maybe we've said what we need to say. Don't fucking vote for Kanye unless you're a moron.
Do we make a real line in the sand right now? Because let me tell you this, as we move closer to November, This is nothing now.
Yeah.
As we move closer to November, it's going to be Comey has a new case against Trump. And Mary Trump said that he, you know, raped Joe Biden. Shit is going to come out.
Yeah.
The only politics I want to know are, what are we going to do when the aliens come?
Like,
ejaculate?
Ejaculate?
No. There was a video that recently surfaced that is...
Fuck. This one freaked me out, Mac. You sent it to the group chat.
It's tricky, as Logan would say, because I don't know. Physics don't necessarily agree with
what
I saw here. Well, there was this glowing orb in the sky.
What account was this on?
I texted it to the group chat, Impulsive group chat. So, there's an orb in the sky, and a man and a group of friends are standing around, probably in a cornfield, I would assume, and they're shining a laser pointer into the sky. And all of a sudden, the laser pointer makes contact with the glowing orb that's flying around crazily in the sky.
I got it.
And it just changes direction, and
that's just the beginning of it.
All right, so this thing's going to fly across it. Oh, my God.
Oh, here's another one right here.
All right, so where I'm from, those are called, where I'm from, those are called moths.
Flying right over.
No, they're not moths.
That's a moth.
No, because check it out.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moths don't fly that fast.
For our heads.
Watch it make this maneuver when it hits laser pointer.
And now he's turning.
Bro, come on.
Yeah. I've seen moths move like that.
Come on, Michael.
I'm lasering Adam, and he's curving.
He's curving. He said it himself.
Yeah. He's on ass.
We're getting close.
Who's curving? Who's curving, man? I got to know who's in that ship, and I want to go for a ride.
Yeah. That's what I'm here to do, be the liaison. I bet they're subscribed.
Do you think our bodies could handle the G-force shift of immediately going like 0 to 1 billion miles an hour?
Oh, no. That's another thing. I didn't even think about that. We're not physically built to be able to handle that type of directional shift.
Are they not letting us like see them because they know we'd want to get on the spaceship?
Dude, I'm telling you, we're a decade out from all this shit collapsing. Like, we will be sitting here on this podcast and the space in front of us will start pixelating and turning into little shapes and diamonds. Shit. And we'll be like, we fucking knew it all.
That happened to me last night in my dream.
Sounds like drugs.
I woke up. I was like dreaming and then I'd have like flashes of me being awake. So I like knew I was dreaming. It was definitely a lucid dream where I was like, going back and forth between reality and my dream. It was strange. We're basically in the Matrix as far as
we have to be.
Look at our phones. How many people you think are stuck on a cell phone right now?
Like stuck on one?
You just like you have a cell phone. It's basically always like on
adhesive?
You.
Adhesive?
No, like, when your phone's dying, you got to plug it in because you need that charge. You got to make sure you're always connected. Like you're a cyborg at this point.
Half cyborg.
He's 100% right. We're.
It's sick. It sickens me.
Postmates is here, by the way.
Oh, my food, huh?
They've been texting me for a half hour. I told them to just leave it outside. If you're listening to the show right now and you're able to go back in time to right now, you can get a free meal outside Logan's Gate.
I did a poll on Twitter because Josie and I were having some arguments in the pool.
Yeah, you did a pool poll.
Did nice. A pool poll, a Logan pool poll. And because she told me she's one of those people that jumps in the water and has to plug her nose. Mm. And like, bro, I'm 25. Mm. She's 23. Grow up. I'm just going to say it. Grow up. Every time I see people do this, I'm like, oh, what are you, 6? Are you a toddler? You never learned. And even if you didn't, you're an adult now. Well, you think water's going to go up and tickle your brain? It doesn't happen. And so I got in a little argument with her. I was like, yo, this can't be an actual thing. People don't actually do this. And she insisted that. She said, she said it. She said a lot of women do it. Mm. A lot of women. So I'm not going to be sexist and say that's true or not true.
But a woman said that a lot of women do it.
Yeah, I'll let Josie be sexist, placing all the blame on my girlfriend, go cancel her. But we asked a couple of women, and they said yes, indeed. So I did a poll on Twitter. Turns out only a fifth, 20% of people said they plugged their nose. There's like 80,000 votes. But the next one fucking surprised me. Mm-hmm. Dog, I go out of the pool to go pee. I said, I got to pee. She said, why don't you just do it in the pool?
No.
I said, what, honey? She said, yeah, most people I hang out with, you know, they just go and they pee in the pool. I said, who the fuck do you hang out with?
A lot of people do it.
I guess so, because 40%, nearly 40% of people, again, like 80,000 votes, said they pee in the pool.
That is crazy.
You sick fucks.
Twisted fucks.
Dude, if I, in like fast forward 10 years and like our family friends are over, their kid comes and pees in my pool, I'm going to have that material that when they pee, like blue, the water changes blue and it floats up around them so I can identify them and quickly dispose of the child.
Which one?
Disperse the child via disposal. Displaced.
Okay, not disperse. Okay.
I'll perfect. Disperse him. But you hear what I'm saying, right? Like, that's not okay.
It's disgusting.
I will have a conversation with a parent and say, how did you, this is not respectful. Do they do it in their own pool? Does it apply to all pools, theirs or not theirs? It's vile. That's
peeing
the word
in the
I'll
pool
use.
Peeing in the pool was always an ongoing movie and like TV driven joke when I was a kid. Like people were like, they're peeing in the pool. You know what I'm saying? Like it was an ongoing thing. Yeah. And your poll and your question to your Twitter audience brings up another conversation or thought that I have about where we are as a society right now. The people who pee in the pool, just like the people who think the UFOs are here right now or that Tom Hanks is, you know, stealing flesh, those people have always existed.
But now they have a voice.
Okay. Okay. Now, yes. Okay. So like the KKK has always existed. Okay. The lady who thinks that Obama could have never been born in America and that he's a Muslim terrorist, she was like that before that question was asked to her on a camera. Mm. The big thing right now is those were always the people that lived in that weird, shady house down the street that your mom said, if you ride your bike by that house, you ride by quick. You don't stop at Miss Weathergreen's house. Yeah. She thinks the aliens are stealing human flesh in connection with Tom Hanks.
And she's peeing in pools.
And she pees in the pool. And everyone, when you'd see her out, you'd be like,
"Yeah,
you'd stay back, Miss Weathergreen, you sick fuck. Stay back." Now she got a Twitter account.
Oh, no.
And she's voting for Kanye.
Oh, no.
So these people have always existed. These strange hermit people who think that all the cabinet kids and the fucking scientists are against us. They want to kill us, man. They want to harvest our organs. They've always been there. But now they got Alex Jones propping them up.
Oh, no.
They got an Instagram account where they could post pictures of rocks that are telling them that they need to shoot the fucking, I don't fucking know, bro.
Yeah, I bet Alex Jones pees in the pool.
Alex Jones definitely pees in the pool and plugs his nose. 100%.
You need to have Danny go through and make a list of all the names that signed yes on that and then absolutely dox them.
No, it's anonymous. That's what I'm saying. That's why people felt comfortable. I
just don't want to ever go to those people's houses and pee in those pools.
Bro,
or be in the peed in pools.
I couldn't believe that it was the numbers that high. Like, what? I hate this. Ugh. I hate us.
I think the correlation game would be fun to play. I think it would be exciting, and I'm not making any assumptions, but I think it would be exciting to find out of the 70,000 votes who are people who pee in the pool, which one of them feel like there is reptilian overlords? Which one of them feels like Tupac is not dead and he's running the World Health Organization?
You could probably create a pretty revealing graph chart.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a Venn diagram that shows propensity to plug nose, propensity to believe that Joe Biden is actually a fucking reincarnated goat.
I'd place money. I swear to God, I'd place money that plugging your nose directly correlates to your IQ. I swear to God.
You think so?
Because to me, it's such it's such an irrational, like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Clearly, or something's...
Like, just don't breathe in.
You just never learned it. I mean, that's...
Never learned. That's what Josie said. She goes, I didn't learn.
It's a biological thing. It's
biological?
Not biological.
Environment. Nurture. Not nature. There's a difference here.
Absolutely.
Now, to your point, it could easily be an IQ thing because if you want to say or fall back on the idea that it was learned from the parents, so is IQ. IQ is passed down from the parents, generally speaking. And so if the parents are the kind of parents that teach a kid, yo, when you jump in the water, when you make contact, if you don't plug your nose, your internal organs will evacuate your asshole. If you teach your kids that, you probably are not as high IQ as someone who says, yo, I'm going to make this easy for you. When you hit the water, don't breathe in. And you will go right under the surface and you will live to see another day of swimming. I promise you, buddy. A lot of kids also, it wasn't learned from the parents. They just learned it in class or in a swimming class where, you know, little girls, they're born to jump in and go.
Yeah, a little girl's, yes.
And then you grow out of it.
Little girls plugging the nose. Like, I can understand that. But come on, we're not four.
Different
I
people.
Put,
have
I put here. I put the
different strokes for different folks.
No. Different people have different body functions. Some people have bad sinuses, and if they get any water in their nose, they get sinus infections.
I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people.
Fuck, right.
If I wasn't one of those people, dude, I go deeper than 4 feet. I have a sinus infection. I'm out for a week.
Most likely because of water entering your nose and messing you up.
But guess what I won't do?
What?
Plug my nose because I'm not six.
That's pride. That's like you getting in your own way. You
could totally. Goddamn right it is.
You could totally be open-minded to closing your nose when you go underwater so you don't ruin the next week.
Well, my thing is that my nose is my ears. So now what?
Figure it out. I don't know. There's, all I'm saying is this. People have different body functions, and you have to, if you can figure out a way to help alleviate the pain or the struggle that you're going to go through, perhaps limping because you have a messed up leg.
I do that. I'm gonna go with Mac on this one, but if we quickly switch to the peeing in the pool topic, then it shuts off.
No, that's IQ. IQ related. Unless you have don't contaminate the water source. That's disgusting. What are you doing?
Unless you have a bladder problem. If you have a bladder problem. Or by the way,
no.
What if
don't pee in the pool. Get out of the pool. It's so easy.
I'm in trouble here with this one. Because I'm gonna make another group mad.
Yeah.
What if you have a impervious body type? You're a sponge.
And your
inner fluids
permeable membrane
permeable membrane and your fluids are able to just leak out without
I guess I didn't consider that.
Well, I mean, there's people without penises, people that have been cut in half by elevators. What makes you think that there's no permeable membrane people?
We'll get the DM. You know, when the show ends and it's posted, the permeable membrane folks will hit us up and they'll say you've offended me.
Yeah, I want to let you know, like when I sweat, it's not sweat coming out through my glands. It's actually my inner workings.
Foods.
I lost my intestines last week.
The only argument I'll take for peeing in the pool, and this is the last thing I'll say, is some people, especially I guess women, because most women would be safe to assume they sit down when they pee. I don't know if there's a worse feeling than sitting on the toilet seat with a wet bottom.
That sucks.
Especially when you got to poop. There is no worse feeling than that. Wet bottom sitting on a toilet
pooping
seat.
After a shower.
Sliding around everywhere, like a little freaking slip and slide on the toilet, hoping your turds hit the water.
And then it dries up a little bit and terrible. You get stuck to the toilet seat after, and you're kind of stuck to it now, and your ass cheeks kind of stick to it as you rise off.
Yeah, we're back to the adhesive.
I'm fired up today. Fired up, I mean, as you could tell. I mean, I've been fucking just going nuts today. I haven't had sex in close to 24 hours.
Oh, must be so
since
hard.
I last came.
That's tough.
It's bad for me.
Yeah.
I need my sex.
It'll affect
I don't do drugs. I don't drink alcohol. Sober 2020, still going strong. Mm. I even haven't been eating. You know this. I'm on a crazy diet. I got abs popping through.
Your top abs are showing.
Imagine I could block the bottom and just show my top.
You probably can't. Dude, I bet from Dave's angle, you're looking fucking good. Look at that. He got like four. I can see four.
They're coming through. No late night eating. But the sex got shut down because I hit a hot spot, a lull with my lady, bro.
Yeah, it happens.
And it brought up this point. We've been spending a lot of fucking time together,
so much.
Dude. Crazy. We've been traveling the fucking globe. We've been, or at least the domestic United States area. We've been seeing each other every waking minute. It's like, babe. My question is, does the irresponsibility in limiting or the responsibility of limiting time, if you don't do that well, are you putting yourself at risk of running into a wall of, yo, I need some me time. I need some war zone time. Yeah. I need some Logan Paul time, some Mac time. I need some fucking time to just to unwind and rhyme, hang out, drink a couple beers that might have some lines, not do any lines.
Stop.
Read some R.L. Stein.
All right, Mike.
Listen
that's
to
fine.
Some
no,
grinds.
That's fine, Mike. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
But your question's valid, and it's a good one, because I've been spending a lot of time with my lady, too. And I can't decide whether it's, like, indicative of how strong the relationship is or if it's just like any other healthy relationship. For example, I can go pretty much forever with you guys, you know, for like we live with each other. Maybe we had a couple riffs, but with my bros, I can hang out with them for years, decades on end.
Bro time ends when you go in your bedroom.
So okay.
You go in your bedroom. You're not fucking us. You get 10 hours to just jerk off, go on the phone, write some rhymes, play some Switch, okay, whatever.
But do you do that? Cause Josie and I, although we're like pretty much glued at the hip, like I even looked at the Maverick Club videos for the last four. It's just me and her in the title. Like it's like she goes, so basically this is an OnlyFans for our relationship. I said, yeah, babe.
But she's still,
but when we do the thing at night, the bed thing, We're on Nintendo Switch, bro. We're just hanging out. We don't even have to talk. We're just with each other, which is.
So I brought that up to and listen, I don't even want to make this sound like it's either one's fault. If anything, it's like I'll even take the blame myself for not regulating our time together. She doesn't really love the idea of us like being together on our phones now. And I'm not throwing her
under
the bus.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And so it's just listen, here's the thing in relationships. And I think it's so important to understand. People can make healthy recommendations inside of the relationship that aren't meant to hurt or offend the other person.
Yeah,
you know that. But even you, I'm sure you have some experience with if you mention like a certain, I'll throw this out there, like a certain outfit you want your girlfriend to wear. You don't like what I'm wearing now. Girls do this. This is not just my girlfriend or girls do this or you're like, yo, I like the way you did your hair tonight. Oh, you don't like the way I do it normally. Now it's not just girls, guys do it too. And I think that as you get older and you grow in the relationship game, it's easier to take those kind of recommendations without feeling insulted by them.
There has to be an understanding in the relationship that I'm here to make you as best as you can be. Right. And I would hope likewise.
Right. Partners.
Right. Partners. Right. We're a fucking team.
Right.
So if I have an opinion about something, you can agree or disagree, then we move on. I like that top, but maybe a pink one would fit better with those jeans.
Yeah.
You know, and she goes, I see that. Or no, I disagree. Move on. Like, not like, oh, he doesn't like my top.
It almost feels sometimes like,
It's
if
real
you don't do it right, it feels almost like the same as the politics thing. Like, why can't you just have?
Well, you
like,
say this all the time. It's not about what you say; it's about how you say it. Delivery's huge.
Yeah,
how
and I'm not, and I
notes.
Haven't been great. And I think I've been lazy when it comes to my delivery. So,
you
but
are.
Anyways,
you are. You told me. You told me. You got maybe just like massage.
I learned
massage,
some of it from you,
which
because
is ironic.
Because I'm the one telling you to not do it.
In business, any other facet of my life that's not my relationship, I pretty much just. I'm candid, like fuck you. This is what I want, and get it done. In my relationship, I'm like, all right, how am I gonna reverse engineer this and say it in a way that makes Josie think she came up with this idea? That's what you've watched Inception too many times. That's what you gotta do. Like plant a seed in the conversation. Well, she'll bring it up and then you say your opinion versus just being like, hey, X.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why questions are really good. Asking a question. Do you like the top you're wearing right now?
No.
Not that's a horrible example. Not. Horrible right, example.
I already say it. No, stop.
No.
He's right. He's right when it
horrible
not really,
example.
Yes, bad example.
Still he same is right. seating of you know, providing a space for someone to think an original thought while still kind of setting the bounds for the conversation.
Because technically that's exactly true. Because when we ask questions from a political standpoint, if you ask a question, it's much better than making a point. But anyways, she's traveling on her own this week. I'm traveling with you guys. I'm the odd man out this week and a bunch of couple. Well, me and Mac, there's two couples and then there's me and Mac on this trip.
Is Evan coming?
Oh, and potentially Evan. I don't think he's going to come though because he just got back from a trip. But
I think we got
a big RV.
We got a massive RV, 36 foot long RV. Our friend Chase, I don't know why he's letting me borrow it considering
I dented his
Rolls Royce and flipped his Can-Am and ruined all the lights on it. So I'm 0-2 with things he's let me borrow. But this one I'm feeling real good about. And I said the words I promised. I won't fuck it up.
You know what the difference is? You won't be driving.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was driving because then I really wouldn't fuck it up. Now I'm trusting some guy that Danny found.
Oh, here's the best. Here's the best. Here's the best part of it.
I saw that.
I wasn't going to read it out.
I ignored it because it's makes
detrimental.
Me
such a detrimental. It depresses me. We have no parking for the RV in any of the grounds, anywhere around the area. So basically, what's going to happen is Logan's going to get hit with an expensive ticket. Then at some point, he's probably going to have the person drive the RV back. He's going to sleep in my expensive 5-star hotel room because even though we're going to a lake to live on the ground and off the seat of the land, I'm staying in a place that has a spa, a workout center, and a 5-star dining scenario because I'm a fucking bitch.
Well, those
bitch.
Are all in the RV, too. That's in the back the back of the RV.
There's a spa center.
You haven't seen that.
I swear to God, this thing is insane.
Oh, I've been in. It's crazy.
No. It expands.
It gets crazy.
4 feet on each side.
I'm willing to bet there's a cancellation at one of the campgrounds.
I bet, too. And this happened at Yosemite, bro. Logan got my back. Someone will be leaving the moment we're pulling up, and they will be a fan, and they'll go, yo, take our spot. And I'll say, thank you, good sir. And I'll pay them a lot of money and give them a good old handshake and a picture.
What
from 6 feet apart.
What else? Yeah. What else? Megan Thee Stallion got shot by Tory Lanez.
That one's weird. How does that happen? How does that happen?
What the fuck happened here?
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's the gate guy. He's a good guy.
The guy who opened the gate is a good
guy. The guy that opened the gate is the gate guy, and he'll be fixing the gate soon. Okay, yes. So that's why he was able to get.
So
doesn't Tory Lanez have a song called Shooters?
Tory Lanez has a lot of songs, but
why would he?
Oh, great song.
But shooting Meg Thee Stallion. Seems a bit like not something you probably should do ever.
Said, all I want to do is go out trapping with the shooters.
Okay.
And said, sexy little bitch, she throwing titties out the window. And then, which Megan Thee Stallion, by all means, could have been. And then shot her in the foot, dude.
Why?
Well, that's what's being said, by the way. I mean, I'm not going to assume anything until he's proven guilty in a court of law. The only thing that's proven right now is that he is extremely limited in height.
Yeah, 5'3", they're saying. Mm. Yeah. Saw a video where he... He was sitting on a chair and he stood up, but he was the same height as he was when he was seated.
Unreal. Is that possible? That's possible.
Physics would say, yeah. But that's neither here nor there.
We should have him on the show.
Tori, no, tell somebody, us why he shot Megan in the foot.
His team watches the show.
Shut the fuck
Ironically,
up.
Ironically, I've talked to someone on his team, and now they're going to DM me after the show and be like, yo, I saw you guys talking about Tori. He didn't do it. I promise. And by the way, like I said, innocent until proven guilty. It could have been the fucking aliens that were flying around the Mothman video. Who the fuck knows, dude? Like, I'm not saying Tory.
If
did
I
it.
Had to guess,
he did it.
I would say it was accidental.
Oh, really?
I bet they were fucked up one night and he was showing off his glizzy.
No, but I think she was outside though. The car. I would agree with this. Maybe
I don't know. You want to shoot someone? Do you think he?
You think he was like intentionally trying to scare her or some shit? And just nick Dance. The toe?
I have something to say about past likelihood, but I'm not. I choose not to say it. So, I mean, who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows, bro? Maybe it's
these stories are all so weird until you hear what happened. And
I mean, it's obviously an entanglement.
Strange.
That the Jada entanglement thing actually is making me more upset as time goes on. Because it's actually really fucked up, that whole situation with Will Smith.
And Ainsley Elgort.
No, it was actually August Alsinaise.
August Alsinaise. Alsinaise. Is that mayonnaise? Like a sauce?
He was a month.
What? I don't know anything about that guy. I just assumed. But he put a song out now about it.
Called Entanglements. Hop on that clout. Hop like smart. Featuring Rick fucking Ross. But he'll get on any.
Ross will get on any track. Ross will get on any fucking track.
30K, you got a Ross.
Didn't he? He was at the fight.
Exhibit A.
He'll get that dude. He'll get on any fucking track faster than a whore in church.
Good for him.
I mean, he loves just getting that little payment, bro. Remember when we were on stage with him?
That was so weird. Why?
Like, oh, how's that fight with AB going? Did you win yet or what?
So I won. Yeah.
You did.
I won the fight. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Public opinion.
I think he was going to put out a diss track for a while, which I was so excited for.
I want that.
He's really bad at rapping and music and apparently football now too.
I love these lighter topics.
I think we're probably done.
Oh, somebody said something about you saying that. They don't like you fucking saying that.
Saying what?
Hasn't been an hour yet. I think we're done. They want us to go, dude, until we're done having fun. That's like you're the guy that watches the clock. You're a clock watcher. Oh. I'm here for a good time and a long time.
I'll tell you why.
Because we got another guest.
Who's probably here.
Let's cover. He is. He's. Oh shit! I should check on that. Fuck. You're absolutely right. We should talk about this guest thing really quickly. He's outside. And by the way, he is Harry Jowsey from Too Hot to Handle, the Netflix show, the big star with the big fucking relationship, who also is a massive Impulsive fan. Impulsive fan. Been watching since the beginning. He's going to actually talk about that on the show. Guys, the guests are about to start back up. We got Bryce Hall in the funnel. We got a Nate Schott coming on.
We got that super intelligence guy.
We got a guy that knows everything about AI and super intelligence by the name of R. Pietti coming on. Casey Neistat we're looking at bringing on.
There's also a Muslim guy who responded. And I'm fascinated.
We should.
Yeah.
We should give.
Super articulate. We should have him on. We're doing one guest a week. So as we continue to do these podcasts, they're going to be spaced out. But we got a lot in the funnel, like you said, just 4 seconds ago.
Potentially even the internet's favorite bad boy coming up.
Jark
Pooley.
Jark Paul.
Who just can't just do anything right now.
Are you upset that you weren't invited?
100% I am. I'm 100% mad I wasn't invited.
And you would have been there with a mask.
Absolutely. I would have worn a mask, but I would have gone to that fucking turn up festival. There was some Bryce Hall was at that event. There was a TikTok hangout. Would have been swaying and hyping.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We love you. Hit that subscribe button. We're coming back Thursday, and we'll be back Thursday. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.